love this song, Jake. This is on the SSJ walk playlist. Nothing like taking a nice, brisk walk at English Landing Park by the river and listening to this beautiful song. Nate Bucati. This is your segment. Take it away.
Well, Stephen and Jake, I think we all could use some good news in today's world, right? And we're spending a lot of time these days talking about things that we have lost, things that have been taken away from us because of this pandemic. And this past weekend would have been the 9th annual Big Steps Toward Cancer Prevention 5K and 10K. You guys have both participated in it in the past. You know how much it means to me. You know how important the cause is to me. I think most people listening know it because I lost one of my best friends from college, Sean Biggs, to cancer 9 years ago. We all lost him, and we've done that race for 9 years to honor him and to raise money for the KU Cancer Center and other things to try to help fund research towards being able to fight cancer. Another one of my best friends from college, same group of friends, same group of guys, by the name of James Noble, who was from Derby, Kansas, was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma a couple of years ago. You guys know I went up, he lives in Vancouver now, I went up to visit him a couple years ago when that happened. Right before the Super Bowl, we all got together down in New Orleans to spend some time with him, because when you know somebody that has stage 4 cancer, you know that you don't know how much longer you have with that person. So we did that right before the Super Bowl, and I'm glad we did, because now we're not allowed to go visit him. We can't go to Canada, and he can't come here without having to quarantine forever to go back. And obviously, he's a very high risk with stage 4 cancer. I received a phone call from James yesterday, and he was in tears. And when I got that call, he never calls me in the middle of the day. I knew it was something important. And when I picked up the phone, I could tell he was already crying. I feared the worst. And he was crying because he wanted to call me and tell me he'd just gotten off the phone with his doctor and he's cancer-free. And he and I have had a lot of conversations that 9 years ago, when Sean was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, the treatment that James had was not even in existence. It didn't even exist. But, 6 years later, when he got his diagnosis, they have made so much progress with treatments and protocols and things they can do. 2 years later, he's cancer-free. And he's been through hell. He's been on crutches the past few months because of his knees and ankles being so devastated by the treatment he's gone through and everything. But this immunotherapy that he took that didn't even exist when Sean was alive and wasn't available to him. And that's why we do what we do at Big Steps. And that's why every organization out there that supports cancer research is doing things to help save somebody like James' life so he can watch his kids grow up. And I was really sad this past weekend because we didn't get to have the race in person this year. And then I get that phone call, and I haven't had that happy of a phone call in a long, long time. And we're not going to give up on Big Steps this year. We're going to do a virtual race in October. It's going to be a 2-week race between the race that we put on here in Kansas City and the one that we put on in Boston. Because Sean lived here in Kansas City. We went to KU together, and then he lived in Boston the rest of his life. We are going to challenge the city of Boston to a race. We're going to see who can put up the most mileage. And it doesn't matter how fast you go. You're a walker, Stephen. You can walk miles for 2 weeks. And we're going to cover more ground than Boston over 2 weeks. And I just got off the phone with Trini Kuznarek yesterday, by the way. She and I are going to have a head-to-head competition to see which one of us can put in the most miles in 2 weeks. The Boston Athletic Association, which is the greatest running group in the entire country, if not the world, is on board. And we as runners in Kansas City are going to challenge them. And we're going to keep, even in this pandemic, raising money to help people fight cancer. And by the way, during this pandemic, people like my buddy James are at very high risk We have to do whatever we can to help protect people who are battling cancer right now from this virus. And that's one of the things that our mission is going to be this year for Big Steps, is to help the KU Cancer Center test every single one of their employees on a regular basis, which is very expensive. But it's something that's very important, because when you're a cancer patient and you go in there to get your treatment, you have to be sure that the people that are treating you are COVID-free. And that you are safe when you go out of your house. And we're going to do that. So please stay tuned, because I'm going to roll out more and more details. We're going to put out a press release in the next week or two. But the point is that these efforts make a difference. They make a huge difference. Had Sean got his diagnosis the way that James did just 6 years later, he might still be alive today because of the progress we've made. So thank you for letting me share that story. And thank you to every single listener that we've ever had over the 9 years. Come support our race, because we've raised close to $600,000 for the KU Cancer Center in that time. And we're going to keep going, man. We're going to keep going as long as I'm alive. So thank you. And I just want to spread some good news today. Our doctors and the people that are researching this stuff are real heroes, and they're helping save people's lives, and we can keep it up.
Right on, Nate Bucati. Congratulations on everything you've done, and so happy for you and for everyone with that wonderful news. We will be right back after this with Jeff Chedia on Sports Radio 810 WHB.